Louise, I want to turn to the serious business of news today. We heard there in the bulletin the shocking news about the Slovak Prime Minister fighting for his life after surgery. And all of this comes on a day when politician safety was a particular focus here.
Yeah, and I think it didn't go unnoticed that news of Prime Minister Fico's attack was breaking at the exact same time where politicians, the media, the Gardaí, Garda Commissioner Drew Harris were all gathered in Leinster House to discuss the results of this new survey from UCD, but also the launch of a task force about politician safety. And I mean, I think a lot of the Ciara Lucas Shannon and Jerry Buttimer commented that, you know, it just the assassination attempt on Prime Minister Fico, it's very stark, and I think it didn't go unnoticed by anyone at that time. And former Garda Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan was at that meeting. She was the chairwoman of this task force that was looking at politician safety, and at that meeting she was asked, you know, is it likely that we could see this happen to an Irish politician, either an attack like this, like we saw in the Slovakian Prime Minister, or, you know, in the UK we've seen murders of politicians. And she was saying, well, listen, if all the bodies work together, if the Oireachtas work together, if the Gardaí work together, if all the reports, recommendations are implemented, we can try and prevent it. But I think the case in Slovakia today just goes to show you just never know the day or the hour. Really, it could happen to anyone. Think of all the protection a prime minister would have. It's quite scary, but I think it's quite representative of the world we're living in now, unfortunately.
All right, to go to our panel on this, I think across all of the months or years we've been talking about this in studios in recent times, you've probably all been involved in some discussion about politician safety. But an attack like this on Robert Fico, Fiona O'Loughlin, and given what was discussed in those reports today, it draws a sharp focus on the vulnerability of politicians, doesn't it? When particularly when Ireland's politicians are so public facing and so in contact with them on a local level.
Absolutely, there was a collective gasp when we looked at our phones in the room today and we realised the breaking news and brought it indeed to the attention of Noreen. I was on that task force, and I have to compliment Noreen O'Sullivan. She was an absolutely excellent chairperson, as you are aware, Louise. And she, I think the recommendations that we made were very, very strong, 16 recommendations. But again, are they strong enough? And she made the point herself that if we were starting again at this point, would our terms of reference be even wider? So really, this is escalating all the time. It's not just Ireland. It's every country right across Europe, and I'd say every country right across the world. It's very, very concerning. We have to do everything we can to ensure that people feel safe going forward. We need people standing for politics. Democracy is hugely important. And if people are too nervous to put their name forward, to put their hand up and say, I want to be involved in making my community a better place, in making our country a better place, we have to do everything we can to support them at every level, local and national. And I would hope that the Oireachtas will take on the 16 recommendations that were made today. And again, there will have to be a point where we review, and we might even have to go further.
All right, Martin Kenny, what was your reaction when you heard this today, the attack on Robert Fico?
I think it's something that brought it into sharp focus for everybody. You know, we've had numerous situations over the past number of years where politicians in Ireland have been attacked and verbally abused, and not just insulted. We're thick skins, we're fit to cope with most things, but some of this is actually much, much more aggressive than all of that. And we see a situation now across the world where, you know, political activism is under attack, basically, from a small cohort of people who think that, you know, the way to deal with people is with aggression and violence and, you know, an approach which is totally unacceptable. We have, of course, in Ireland, see this at the moment. There's elections going on. We see election posters been vandalised and attacked, and slogans been written on walls about people and things like that, which is totally inappropriate. And the problem with all of that is that all it takes is one or two people on the verge of that to actually act on it. And that's what can happen, and that's what has happened in other places. This case where the Prime Minister has been shot is the extreme of that. But, you know, we really need to recognise that this is a very serious problem that we all have to face down together.
All right. Gino Kenny?
Yeah, it's a very real problem. And when rhetoric is weaponized, some people will act that out in terms of intimidation and violence. And this is a new phenomenon in Ireland in terms of small amount of individuals having a campaign of intimidation. And I mean, over the last couple of weeks, people have been physically attacked, putting up posters. I mean, that's not ever, I've never heard of that in Ireland before. And, you know, you can see where this could go, where somebody, a public representative or somebody of a party affiliation will be physically attacked or badly injured or killed. And this is where it's going to go, unfortunately. And hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully it doesn't. And I think it's important that, regardless of what your political affiliation in the Dáil is, that certain, I mean, I think it's been used in the Dáil, certain rhetoric that's been used can be weaponised.
Okay.
And people will act out.
And on that, I think that we have a role to play and we all have to show respect to one another, and that all politicians should have respectful debate, the right to disagree, but show respect to one another.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We're going to leave that topic there for this evening. Obviously, if there's any updates on the condition of Robert Fico or any developments on that, we will bring them to you over the course of the evening. But as I say, and as you heard in the bulletin so far, fighting for his life after receiving surgery in hospital.